Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 30-year-old Eureka resident Kevin Holsey yesterday. And while that was happening, other officers were serving search warrants at two locations connected with Holsey. At a residence in the 1600 block of R Street in Eureka, officers found more than 24 pounds of processed weed, valued at $2,000 per pound, more than $38,000 in cash, five firearms, evidence of drug sales activity, and evidence of a grow site in a garage on the property. Holsey was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession for sale, manufacturing, storing, and distributing a controlled substance, and maintaining a space for drug sales activity. During the search, officers found evidence connecting Holsey with a property in Dinsmore, and that information was relayed to the County Drug Task Force, and more processed marijuana was found after that property was searched. Officers are also searching for Holsey's girlfriend, who is expected to face the same charges as Holsey. The California Highway Patrol has identified the driver of a vehicle involved in a single-vehicle collision that took the life of the driver and sent three passengers to the hospital with serious injuries. 17-year-old Miranda resident Stephen Hilaire was behind the wheel of a 2005 Monte Carlo when he allowed the vehicle to drift off the roadway and slam into a redwood tree. Hilaire was taken to the hospital but later succumbed to his injuries. Three passengers, Christopher Thompson, Cora Ken Pickens, and Paul Bergeron, were all transported to the hospital as well, but Pickens was later flown to Santa Rosa due to the extent of her injuries. Impairment does not appear to have played a factor in the collision, and the cause remains under investigation. And the CHP is investigating another early morning single-vehicle collision that sent the driver to the hospital with serious injuries. CHP officers and an ambulance crew responded to the accident site on Singley Hill Road early this morning after the driver, Giovanni DeGuano of Ferndale, flipped his Jeep. The CHP suspects DeGuano was traveling at an unsafe rate of speed and that impairment may have played a role in the collision. The investigation into that cause continues as well. And if you were hoping to have fresh crab on the table by early December, you're going to have to show some patience. Citing tests done in October and earlier this month, the state director of Fish and Game has delayed the crab fishing season on the North Coast until at least December the 16th. The testing done on the crabs indicated they needed more time to graze in their underwater pastures to fatten up a bit more before being scooped up into a local fisherman's net. Crab fishing along the Oregon coast has been delayed as well until the crabs pack on a few more ounces of meat. And last week, the Six Rivers National Forest announced that Christmas tree cutting permits were available. But if the thought of trekking through the woods to find the perfect tree for the living room makes you shiver, contact the College of the Redwoods instead. The school's Agricultural Leadership Club will sell both Christmas trees and poinsettias at the greenhouse on the main campus south of Eureka. There will be 250 trees available for purchase, including noble firs, classic nobles, and Nordmans, which range in height from 6 to 9 feet. The greenhouse will be open every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. beginning December 1st. And for more information, contact the Agricultural Leadership Council on campus. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Westside Community Improvement Association will host a community meeting tomorrow night, complete with a free dinner from 5:30 until 9 o'clock to discuss what the association should do with the Jefferson School Building. Suggestions range from creating a park to a community kitchen to a library. And City Manager David Tyson expects the association to be back in front of the city with their plans in the coming weeks once they finish getting the necessary permits.
They have received a grant to retrofit the building and to do their park improvements. They're going through the CEQA process of the building and their project, and they are also looking for a conditional use permit. So there is a process ahead of them.
Once the permitting is done, it's back to the city, as Tyson explains.
We expect that to be in the front of the Planning Commission sometime, either the Planning Commission of December or January. And then that would give the West Side Group the opportunity then to move forward with their improvements once, of course, they secure building permits and those kinds of things. But my understanding is once they have those entitlements, then they can start drawing down their dollars and cents from the grant that they receive from the state of California.
The workshop scheduled for tomorrow night is open to the public. And for more information, contact the West Side Community Improvement Association. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.